You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Pro-Russian separatists in eastern Ukraine claim that one of their top commanders has been assassinated by Ukrainian government forces. Stefan Boss reports that he was killed in a car bomb attack amid the worst clashes in the region since 2015.
Security forces and investigators surrounding a burnt-out vehicle in snow-covered eastern Ukraine. Russian-backed separatists say Luhansk People's Militia commander Oleg Anachenko died early Saturday when his automobile exploded. The rebels' official Luhansk Information Center also said that a second, unidentified person in the car was also killed in the explosion in Luhansk City. Luhansk is one of two Ukrainian republics where separatist rebels have been fighting government forces since April 2014 in a war that has killed more than 9,800 people. Leonid Chakchenko is the leading investigator of the prosecutor's office in the self-declared Luhansk People's Republic. The vehicle, a Toyota Land Cruiser, exploded today at around 7:58 a.m. local time, he tells reporters. The explosive device had been placed under the hood. A militia spokesman accused Ukrainian special services of causing the explosion. Fighting in eastern Ukraine sharply escalated this week. The Ukrainian command said Saturday that three of its soldiers were killed in the past day. More than 30 people, including civilians, are now known to have died and several dozen injured in clashes this week in eastern Ukraine between government forces and the pro-Russia separatist rebels. Fighting is especially reported around the town of Avdiivka. The deputy chief monitor of Europe Security Organization OSCE, Alexander Hook, urged the warring sides to immediately end the worst violence in the region since 2015.
The heavy weapons that have been used by the other side to hit this part of Avdiivka and by this side to hit Donetsk, they should not be there where they had been fired from. And there were moments where it was not possible to count the violations because they were overlapping and constant. The sides need to stop firing immediately. We know they can. We have seen many times that they have full command and control. It's not an impossibility.
Yet his appeal has done little to ease tensions, and many civilians now suffer in freezing temperatures amid power and food shortages. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.